200th episode, motherfuckers!
200 episodes!
200. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to our 200th show.
200th show. Almost 4 years solid, never missing a week. And what is this we're talking about? Comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Joining us today is... Taj.
God.
If you wait too long, this is going to go through.
Don't,
We're ruining it. No, we ain't got time.
We got all the time.
Hey, Mike, why don't we have time?
We have a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, we do.
All the shits.
And later it'll be hot shits.
Why are we going to have hot shits, Cody?
Because tonight, that it matters because you're hearing this, but today, as of recording, Wednesday, January 3rd, I don't know what day it is.
Holy shit.
I was testing you, failed. We are going to be doing, or we have done, I guess, since you're listening to this in the future, the Hot Ones Challenge live on Facebook.
What's the Hot Ones Challenge, Cody?
You can watch it now on YouTube as well as on Facebook. The Hot Ones Challenge is this. We will be sitting down, the four of us.
Not for long.
Taj made it.
He did make it.
Well, maybe. There's still time.
We'll see. Yeah, he's, you know, it's still 2.5 hours away.
He doesn't have to bowl.
Yeah.
No bowling tonight. We're safe.
We will be attempting to eat 10 chicken nuggets with 10 of the hottest hot sauces in the world. We'll go from mild to fuck you and try to answer questions that we've already chosen, but also if anyone throws questions while watching the live, we would
We're going to try to do it like pretty quick.
No, we're going to suffer.
No. Nah. Well, it's going to be, no matter what, this video is probably going to be like 20 minutes.
You won't want to
drag I know. It's fine.
Trust me, I was pissed off at you for dragging that out last week.
It was awesome.
No, that was only 12 minutes.
Yeah, no, that fucking, like, when I was, because we went over it before we started going, I was like, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And after the fucking first question, you decided to go into the hot sauce.
Cody went rogue. Yeah.
And I can tell you were fucking with me, and it was not.
Yeah, it was fun.
No, it wasn't.
Mike thought it was fun.
I'm not going to say it wasn't.
See? That means he thinks it was fun.
Just wait till tonight.
Oh, yeah, I mean, fuck it, right? Anyway, so people in the future listening to this, go back and watch it.
Yeah, if you didn't see it live, go back. It'll be on our page. We'll share it a couple more times. We'll share it after this podcast goes live again. So when you download it, you hear about it. If you missed it, go back to our Facebook page. It'll be right there for you.
The survivors of it will be posting it again.
Are we doing a little mini competition within the competition?
No, just whoever we're trying to get.
Last one to, or has to be something on the line, I think.
No,
yeah, life.
Yeah, yeah. No, for this one doesn't. I think something.
It's not the Hot Ones contest. It's Hot Ones challenge.
Yeah, it's just to see.
We're a team. We're supposed to try to make it through, not be competitive against each other.
I was just thinking maybe the last one to drink milk wins.
No, something. Well, I'm not going to drink milk, so I'm going to automatically win.
You're going to win.
Yeah, I'll be drinking something else.
What are you going to be drinking?
Water and probably a cranberry juice indoor Gatorade.
Yeah, so last one to drink anything.
Wow, fuck you.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope. Just already tap out.
I already know how almost hot the hottest one is.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah.
No, I don't want to.
You'll be fine all the way up until like 8 or 9.
Build all the way up trying not to drink something.
Anyways, so watch that on the YouTubes and on the Facebooks. After you listen to this episode, the 200th episode of Comes Naturally podcast.
200 episodes.
200 episodes.
And to start off our 200th episode.
Fish dicks save lives.
Fish dicks saves lives.
All the lives.
Mike has challenged us to do our top 10 movies.
Not much of a challenge.
Of 2017. For some people it was.
Now, let's clear this up. This is not what you think are technically the best.
This is our individual,
your personal favorite top 10 movies. So there's no wrong list.
Although,
Taj,
there's no wrong list. I'm going to get a lot of hate for my list.
Yeah, you are. You always do.
Well, that's going to be fun. But
I'm sure.
Because halfway through, you're like, well, there's no particular order.
But this is more like,
No.
He's going to get to number one.
This is in an order. This is in an exact order.
I did the best I could.
Stop trying to peek at us, you fucking cheater.
Hey, it's what's not list. On the it's, list.
That will
it's
be.
It's not cheating if it's a guy. Jen even told you that.
Yeah.
See what there?
And it's possibly what's on the list that will.
There's some stuff off the list on mine that's gonna piss people off, but
happens.
That's what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. We're gonna start from number 10, and we'll go with Taj, Mike, Joe, me, and keep going around. Right?
Start with you.
No, let's start with you.
Start
with you.
Start with Joe. Got it.
Nope, starting with Cody.
There it Baby is. Driver is my number 10.
Number 10?
Yep.
Yeah. That's so low on that list.
You know what's awesome?
Yeah, guess whose list this is, Mike? Mine, not yours. So, fuck your list. How's that?
I still haven't seen Baby Driver, so it's not
Jesus
on my list
fucking
at all.
Christ. Why are you
Shit
here?
Happens. Shit happens.
iTunes, good man. Lord.
It's on sale on iTunes.
Is it on sale on iTunes? Because I'll buy that shit right the fuck now.
And watch it in a month.
Baby Driver is my number 10. Joseph, ask Taj what his is.
Taj.
Go.
10.
Go.
No, he asked you what your number 10 is.
That's not a movie.
Logan. Jesus.
Logan?
Logan, number 10.
Nice. That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Good movie.
Michael.
That is actually the
ask
movie
Joe's number
that
10
I
is.
Forgot that was this year. See, that when I saw it, I was like,
I agree. I was like, oh, shit, that was this
Mike,
year.
Ask Joe to ask you what your number 10 is.
Joe, ask me what my number 10 is.
Mike, number 10.
My number 10 is John Wick Chapter 2.
All right, all right.
That was just edged out.
Just
off edged the list. Ooh, John you're Wick a piece of shit. List. It's not on my
you
list.
Just off the list.
Not on Cody's list either.
Nope. Not on it's mine.
Nuts.
Nope.
Nuts.
Joe.
ATZ. No, 10. No one fucking asked you, Joe. What's number 10? Now someone asked you.
Get Out.
Okay. Mm.
Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid movie.
It is a really good movie.
More than solid.
It's a solid movie. Didn't make my list.
Did not make mine either.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Number 9 for me. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
God damn it. That was my number 11. It just got bumped.
Well, there's no 11. And we started
That's
10.
Why I mean, didn't make the list. But
gotcha.
No,
okay.
That was right.
We can do some honorable mentions at the end.
That is definitely
so
my
all of
I deleted my honorable mention.
That is my number 1 honorable mention.
No, that one... don't
say if it's on your list or not. Really, you can say if it's not on your list.
Really like that movie.
Don't say if it's on your list or not, but you can say
if it's not. Not. No, I didn't say. Don't say if it is on your list. Just, but you can't say if it's not.
No, I didn't see it.
Said, no,
that's yours.
That's yours, by the way.
Is mine?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, you.
Tosh,
the face.
What's up?
Number 9.
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
What's funny is going through the list. The poster they used was the parody poster for the Bodyguard. I thought it was really funny. That was the poster they chose. I was like, all right, fair enough.
It looked funny. I never.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Mike asked Joe to ask you what your number 9 is.
My
Mike,
number 9.
Number 9
is Justice League.
Oh, wow. I made the list, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie.
It is a fun movie.
Rewatchable.
It is a fun movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, real quick. I don't know. Random why I thought this. What's your number 9?
Justice League.
Oh.
Fucking.
Wow.
Twins over here.
Oh, we're the whole rest of the list is gonna be way the fuck off, though. I bet.
Quit, turn it away from him.
I didn't see it. I'm guessing
he keeps looking at it.
Either
looking at his list or his fish dick. I don't know which one you're looking
fish
at.
Fish dick save lives.
Crutch clam.
Number eight.
Atomic Blonde.
Oh Jesus Christ! I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, you did.
It wouldn't have made my list though.
It's a solid movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Solid movie.
I like that movie.
Hey Joe, Chinese do you have a question for Taj?
Taj,
Kingsman.
What's your number 8?
Golden Circle.
I think he was already answering it, but as normal, there's a pause there.
Didn't realize what we were.
Didn't realize we're back in 2015.
Hey, Mike, you're up.
What was it again? Kingsman.
Kingsman.
Kingsman. Yeah.
The Golden Circle.
The Golden Circle.
That was 8?
That was 8. Mike.
My number 8 was...
Is. Is. We're not...
No, it was. Because it's all in the past. Wonder Woman.
Okay. Cool.
Ooh.
All right.
I like it.
Joseph. 8. Go.
Number 8. Spider-Man. Homecoming.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
There.
Yeah.
Good movie. What I like about that movie is it would have been a pretty good movie without Spider-Man in it. Like, it, you know what I mean? Like the story.
It would have been a really weird movie without Spider-Man in it.
No, because it wasn't solely revolved around Spider-Man doing Spider-Man stuff. Like, the personal stories were really good in it, too.
Oh, gotcha. Like, one of those things that if it just, like, the last 10 minutes is when he became Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You'd have been okay with
the rest of the movie
leading up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And Michael
it's a Spider-Man
Keaton
movie
the
without Spider-Man. Always, is
I mean,
always weird. Michael Keaton for the one.
Yeah, he was really good in that movie. Yeah, Michael Keaton.
It's Cody's
turn. Cody, 7.
Thor Ragnarok, number 7.
Because
I didn't dislike that movie.
Were you disappointed?
I was not disappointed. No, I actually liked it a lot. Obviously, it's number 7 on my list.
Yeah,
speaking of number 7, Tosh.
Justice League.
Okay, higher up than than both Michael and Joseph's. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Michael, what's your number seven?
Guardians 2.
Oh.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was waiting for him to punch you.
Hate.
Yeah.
Oh, Hate came out. Not disappoint. Hate.
Yeah, I really liked the movie a lot.
Obviously not enough.
But yeah,
not that much.
I'm just, from a pure rewatchable and how it struck me, like, it's obviously on the list, but there's some other movies that I just, it hit me in the right spot at the right time.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
All right.
Joseph.
Number seven. Atomic Blonde.
Nice.
Oh.
Yep.
Fuck yourselves. That movie's amazing. Because
Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm. Being a lesbo.
Kicking ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kicking ass.
A fuck about names.
It's a lesbo monster, too.
Yeah, but not a good one. Not like a good
more
one.
More of a real life one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like mine movie style.
Cody.
Number six, pretty sure I'm the only one that saw this movie. My number six is Raw.
Yeah, you are the only one that saw this movie.
I figured it was. I was.
Tell us what Raw was. You
tried to get me.
Raw was about the a burgeoning cannibal. Coming into her own about being a cannibal.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. It's fucking terrific.
I'm not sure I'm
movie.
Ready for that kind of thing.
No.
It is unsettling.
Yeah. I've unsettling. Seen the trailers for it. And I know she's just eating meat, but like.
I'm like, yo, so you she lost real it. People in this movie, right? Like, this yeah. is a snuff film?
Yeah.
That's an enjoyable snuff film. Excuse me real quick while I dust things off. Speaking of dusting stuff off, Todd, what's your number
beat
six?
Me to that?
You beat Someone me beat to me that. To it.
Oh.
Get it? Be meat cannibals.
John Wick, Chapter 2.
John Wick, Chapter 2.
Good movie.
It's like a movie.
Liked a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of good movies, Mike, what's number six?
Logan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Joseph.
I think really that Patrick Stewart made that movie so much more enjoyable.
He cussed.
He cussed so much.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was wonderful.
I mean, I've heard him cuss before, but right, having Charles Xavier cuss is yeah. fantastic.
Yeah.
Is the bestest thing ever. Joseph, number six.
Alien Covenant.
Didn't see it.
What? It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Didn't make my list.
It did not make mine either.
But a good movie. But a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me super excited about how the next one's going to start.
Oh, right.
Because that ending was fucked.
Yeah.
That bitch going to dream for 100 years about that shit. Oh.
If she dreams, we don't know if they actually dream or not.
Spoiler alert.
They dream.
I'm sure they dream.
You know how I know they dream? Demolition Man. Sylvester Stallone tells you you're frozen, you dream. So that movie logic, just anytime anyone goes into like hypersleep or anything,
that just
like,
echoes around.
Yeah, Stallone said they dreamed. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
They're not supposed to dream. Well, I fucking did. All right, guys.
Number?
We're getting serious now.
Top
this
five.
Is a top five.
Now we're going to discuss
of our
just a little bit.
2017 movies.
We're going to discuss a little bit on these ones.
Oh, we are?
Recently, yeah.
I regret down. Bringing that up now. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Top five. Breaking the top five. My number five for 2017, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Number five?
Number five.
Number five.
I expected that to be higher for you.
You're going to be surely surprised by my top five.
I'm not that surprised.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I liked it because I think they did a good job of really making the part of Spider-Man and the characterization of Spider-Man and Peter Parker very different from what we've seen. Very similar to what we've seen in books or read in books, I should say. But also they set this version of Spider-Man apart from every other version that most people know, but also a lot of fans know too, because he is wisecracking, but he's also, you know, you have that, he's still fresh, he's still new at it. They didn't jump in and say, you know, he's a veteran of, you know, 40 years or whatever doing it. So it was nice to see that
suit
learning
was
curve.
A nice touch too.
The suit actually added a lot to it because it gave him that ability to be that goofy with somebody without having to have somebody else there.
Yeah.
Well, the awestruck pieces of it all. Where
yeah.
He's just totally, you know, starstruck by everything in a sense. And, that
and super happy about
what
it.
What was really the one mode? Death mode or?
Oh, yeah.
Killer mode or whatever. Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to see that shit activate.
This murder mode. He turns it on against fucking Thanos.
It's got to happen at some point. Yeah.
Hits so Thanos with a fucking rocket web. See him fly off. Like, it's worked out better than
dope
I expected.
Dope movie, though. Dope movie.
I like the movie a lot.
67 iterations of his web.
Yeah, it's so funny. I just like the fact like they hint at the whole, like, you know, him being possibly being the next Tony Stark in a way. You know, like him with the suit, obviously, and then like the, I just like the ending where he doesn't really get that opportunity. Like, he doesn't know what's happening, and like he's like, I don't really think I'm ready to be an Avenger. And Tony's like, all right, click. And then like he realizes there's a press conference going on. Like, he was about to like bring out the newest member, like all this shit. I was like, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Taj, number 5.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Interesting.
No explanation needed. Moving on.
Michael, number 5.
It's the Spider-Man Homecoming.
Fuck you, Joe.
Look at your rules. Guess who's not going to be number 5 for Joe?
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah.
It made it twice. No.
You liked it so much it made it
twice.
That's weird.
I liked it more than I liked it
the first second time. Wait, what? No, speaking of which, number 5?
My number 5 is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, okay.
Yeah.
Crack the top 5.
We've never seen a movie like this. A female-led superhero movie.
Super blockbuster, too.
And it was a super blockbuster.
That was good.
It was a solid movie that we got to see, you know, huge differences in the way that you saw Themyscira, which was this very bright and clean place, and you had the
Man's realm of world.
Men, which was very dark and dreary. Yeah. And dreary, yeah. And mostly because they're going through a fucking world war. Yeah, exactly. But you also get the elements of a fish out of water, which were funny. And, you know, she has that very young idealism going on.
Naive
look at things. Exactly. So, it's just a very fun movie that I really liked.
Already.
Good movie. Mm-hmm. Good movie.
Cody.
Number 4. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That's my number 4 movie of the year.
The way Taj laughed, I'm wondering if I know what his number 4 is.
I think I know what his number 4. I also know what the rest of his list is.
Right? Yeah. He just showed you.
That would drive me insane, though, by the way, your list. Because he just has the list, right? But then he has the numbers next to him, and they're not in order.
That's how I did it.
I didn't want to list
erase everything.
Cody has got OCD.
Oh, I will. It's making me so sad.
I listed out my top 10. Like,
I did too, and then I rewrote them.
And then I was like, all right, that one's going to be
here. These are all weird. What did you do? I started out with a movie. Then I said, do I like this next movie more or less than this one?
Nah, that's and then I put on top. That's what I do, but I write a bunch of them and go, this one, this one.
Went out like that.
I think that makes you
weird. And it auto-organizes itself, and I only have to enter them in once. And I don't have to do it 1 through 10 or anything. Not as good as you, apparently.
Joe's an elitist. I mean,
yeah, he's incorrect anyways. I mean, I guess we could share this a little bit because we're talking about the same movie. I think it was probably the most solid sequel of any movie in the Marvel universe, but also just in general. It's one of the best because it feels like you're just continuing on what you left off in the first one. I mean, granted, we know there's a lot that went on between those two because they're obviously a lot more cohesive group.
That and they reference to it as well.
But it's fun because you're like, oh, we just jumping back into the adventures of the Guardians, you know what I mean? And the fact that, like, it has nothing else to do with anything else going on that's its own away from everything else, but still obviously in the same universe because shit happening is shit happening. But it's just they're you see them still growing as a family, and it has everything you want in the movie, if you ask me. It has funny stuff. It has very poignant stuff. It makes you have the feels. The action is just tremendous.
Is great.
Yeah, I mean, the other day, someone was watching it in the break room, and it got to the part where Rocket and them are escaping, and they basically start to slaughter the rest of the mutineers, and it's just the song playing and the visuals, I mean, it's just like, God damn it, this is so fucking cool. Like, if you just gave me an hour and a half long of just this kind of murder, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
Because it's so well done. And it's funny because if you really look at it, it's so dark and like vicious, it doesn't seem it fits in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But it does fit in because it's so well done. But that's just what I think. So, what do you think? Yep. Todd, since he's number 4.
I agree.
All right, cool.
Copy and paste.
Speaking of number 4, Mike, what do you got, buddy?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, dang! It didn't make my list. It was so close.
I thought about putting it on
number 11. It would have been number 11, but it would have been on top 20 for sure.
I appreciate
it. It was in my honorable mentions.
It was definitely in my honorable
mentions. I love that movie so much.
It was so good. Very
damn good movie.
I will say this. I was not expecting to enjoy it as much as I did.
No, neither was I.
I said the same thing about Jungle Book, and not because I like Beauty and the Beast.
I like Jungle Book a lot.
I liked Jungle Book. I was so surprised by Jungle Book, but what made me think this movie is like, I don't think they can do justice to the animated one.
But because they did.
I think the animated one was the best one prior to like...
The animated Beauty and the Beast was one of the best...
Aladdin and all that.
One of the best ones they did. Aladdin's my favorite, but it was one of the best ones they did. I was like, there's no way they can do justice to this. I'm sorry. You're just going to fuck this up. You're not going to do nearly as good. Fuck, I was wrong.
They did a really good job.
So good.
And I was actually, kind of surprised by some of the, secondary characters, the supporting cast and how well they did.
Yeah, it was, it was so, obviously.
Josh Gad, was great and his,
Just really the animation good. Was Everything so good. Was really good. Yeah, Luke Evans was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. The Beast looked really good. Like, I was kind of worried that it was going to be kind of, because whenever you have that, a lot of human, a lot of normal human versus CG character, because we know they weren't doing practical. You get worried, especially when it's in an environment. But no, they did. So fucking good.
Yeah.
At least I thought so. I agree. No, Mike is.
No, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
That was Mike's number four.
That was Joe.
Joseph.
It.
Number four. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number four is It. It is a fantastic scary movie.
Yes.
I can't wait for the sequel to come out.
There's a sequel. I'm just kidding.
There is a sequel.
Shut up.
I can't wait to get around to reading the book as well.
That's
the one of the things that sucks about reading the Stephen King novels the way I want to do it. How many
pages is that book? It's golly.
That one is, 1,004 something?
It's like 1,400 something pages.
Yeah, something like that.
It counts as five books if you read it. It
probably counts as five books, exactly. Towards your Goodreads count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Counts as five books.
So you get Speaking of which, pizza.
I need to add my newest read to that.
Yeah, no, only free pizza. Alexander Skarsgård's performance as it's a mouthful.
1,138 pages.
Because it's three books. Sorry. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a three booker.
Somehow two books is only 300 something pages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Alexander Skarsgård. Guards. God damn it! That's so weird to say. is fantastic as Pennywise.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, really?
That's big a spoiler? Reveal at the end.
Not like they. Not like
this he was pulls an actor. Off a mask.
Exactly.
It was really him,
Alexander Skarsgård. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you kids,
you pesky kids.
But we need to lock him up.
Yeah.
This motherfucker murdered a lot of people and somehow made them float.
Yeah.
We need to cut into this motherfucker.
That's my number four. It was
number four.
I love it.
Number three.
Yeah.
Ready for the shocked faces, everybody? Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three.
All right.
I thought that'd be your one, but top three is still kind of in that range. So.
What?
I would have gone one or
two. Yeah, most people would have thought that for me too. And it's not because I wanted to shock everybody, because my one and two, which we'll get to in a little bit here, were there for a reason. Star Wars: The Last Jedi, I thought was tremendous. Unlike most people who...
Yeah, we don't care about
most people. Not most people. A lot of people have weird thoughts about why this needs to not be canon. Because
they
whatever.
Don't understand.
They don't. They don't understand anything that goes on.
Thinking,
but
I guess, maybe.
What I liked... What reason this is as high but not higher, and there's actually no reason it's not higher, to Joe's point is... It didn't wow me as much as my one and two did.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot to it, but it's nothing new. I mean, we've seen this before. You know what I mean?
You could say that about. But it was still Star Wars
exactly. Movies. Yeah. I mean, so it's not like I'm like, oh, Force Awakens. What if we go back to last year's episode of this same thing? Wasn't my number one for 2015
for the same reason.
But it is the same reason. It's like yes, I was like, oh yes, I fucking love this movie, but it's not. I had more love for the other two, but this one, reason it's so high on my list is because I think it was one of the best story-driven Star Wars movies we've ever seen. And people are like, there's no story. I'm like, well, apparently you didn't pay attention to the same movie. You didn't watch the same movie I did because this movie is all story. Like, there's very little there that goes on in this movie.
So much story.
And it's...
And background.
Yeah, like, it's just so much. Yeah, it's so... I mean, you have to pay attention to what's going on. You can't just consume a movie. You actually have to pay attention to it and really get involved with it. And, like, the first time I watched it, I got done and I was like, fuck, where'd that movie go? Like, how did this go so fast? And, like, a 2.5-hour movie, and I was like... Mm-hmm. Was this 45? Did we get like a super like TV fast. Cut of this? Like, so what happened? Like,
fast.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Like, is there more to this? Is there credits and then another half of the movie? Like, what's going on?
But, intermission.
Yeah, like, you know, give me a break. Like, stretch a little bit.
What is you this? Know?
But yeah, movie? So yeah. It, yeah. That made my number three because I think it was tremendous, but it wasn't.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. It's just, it's not even thinking. I'm like, I wanted more. It's just the other ones that were more of a surprise to me. Taj.
Thor.
Thor Ragnarok is Taraj's number three.
I don't want to say that the Thor movies were ever dead, but I think this really revitalized the Thor character as being.
Unless you ask Joe. Just kidding.
It was no good. One asked Joe.
I'm sorry. I just like, because he believes
you
hate it. I still
have two more left.
I know, and it's not those two.
it really brought life to Thor as a character, and just have being more. Than one dimensional,
and it's funny you say it because I think I said it on the show, and I know if not, I know I said it to these guys. This version of Thor, or evolution of Thor, the way you see him in this movie, I think gave him a way to make him feel more like the Marvel Universe movies, but still be different,
right?
But not like completely different. It's not away from everything. It's
right.
It's a different movie. But also from other ones, but it's very similar to other things because it has the humor, but it has like that, the things. But yeah, they give him a lot more, but they also give the other characters around him more too. And the thing that pissed me off about most is we're in third movie in and we get something like the Valkyries, which I want to learn so much more about.
Right.
And I want to see so much more of, but you're not really going
to. You're not
going to
get much
unless
more,
they decide to do something else with it, which
or a standalone
they're not because.
Like that,
yeah.
We don't get that. Like, something that big and that large of a scale, you're not going to get more of. You're going to get more of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's a very easy show to do.
Right.
Like that sort of stuff. You're not going to get more of the Valkyries. Yes, they may mention them again. She may rebuild them for the Thor 4 or whatever. But you're not going to see more of it. You know what I mean? So it just that made me mad because I was like, those two scenes really they showed job. You where the Valkyries are. I was like, mm-hmm. How do we not get more of it? How have we not seen this already?
Yeah.
Like, fuck you guys. Like, why are you doing this? And
it was just one of those, wisened up things, I guess, or, better storytelling, or better, screenwriters, whatever. But it really did a great job of...
Well, for something like that, I think it would be more forethought. You'd have to have more forethought at the beginning of Thor to set something like this up. That's why you get the, they happen to have been the ones that defeated her last time, but they all died.
They're all...
Almost all died, yeah.
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 Trying to defeat her, so that's why you've never seen one. Cool.
Yeah, so they give you like that reason, but I'm like, I want to.
But yeah,
they dangle something so amazing in front of you, and then
because you only have it, and then you see her on the bridge fucking people up. You're like,
mm-hmm.
That's why. That's why everyone is so awestruck and frightened of her when they find out.
Who she?
I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I just want. Can we just have Thor Ragnarok 0.5 and just give me Valkyrie stuff?
We could do that.
Ride of the Valkyries.
Yeah, like, come on, man. I like it. Michael. your number Trace.
Number three is Baby Driver.
Okay, all right.
Mainly because the first time you watch this movie, I don't know, like, it's great the first time you watch it. But then when you view it again, you get all the little intricates of how well everything's choreographed to the soundtrack, and it's the best use of a soundtrack in a movie.
It does have.
Yeah. And it's just...
You've not seen Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde was great.
No, but in Atomic Blonde, they didn't the words on the walls. Yeah, no, it's,
just like the little things. And even if you take the craziness of how well everything's choreographed to the soundtrack out of it, it's just a really fun movie, dude. And with killer, like, Jamie Foxx's best work since Ray.
Yeah, easily. He's so good at it.
John Hamm killed it. Kevin Spacey, which it's weird to say good things about him now because he's a creep.
His performances.
Well, yeah. His performances in and of themselves, you just, Gotta be able to separate them.
Yeah. And so, like, everyone just knocked it out of the park. It was just, I think, one of the most unique and funnest movies I've seen in a long, long time.
And I, the fact that you, the whole soundtrack thing, I know I wasn't trying to take away from it, I was just making a joke, but what makes the sound, like, very similar to Atomic Blonde and Baby Driver is the soundtrack's part of the movie.
Yeah.
But Baby Driver takes it one step farther in, because the stuff he's listening to is what's is the background music. Atomic Blonde, it gets interlaced between it's on the TV, it's on the radio. Like, this is part of the movie. Yeah. It's not just, you know, oh cool, it's filling in the background, and it's for the era because it's in the 80s and blah, blah, blah. Baby Driver, it's in his head, so it's in our head. And then when you don't have the music, you literally don't have music. So it's less of a soundtrack and more of just part of the character. So I thought I think that's pretty cool the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's Edgar Wright, so come on now. I mean,
super dope. Yeah.
Name a bad Edgar Wright movie. Go. There isn't one. Fuck you guys. That's a trick question.
Damn. Got us.
Got him. Joseph, speaking of got him, what's your number, Trace, sir?
My top three.
Nope.
There's no caveats. I just want to say my top three hit a different types of feels, and that's probably why they're my top three.
I hope so. That would be the
all these feels.
Number three is Logan. Okay. And
did you cry?
I weep. I don't cry.
Do you leak?
He weeps.
He leaks from his eyes.
He weeped man tears.
It's a from movie that from eyes the and first penis. Trailer, I believe it is, where they're playing the Johnny Cash hurt. Mm. Like it puts you in that
frame of mind.
That frame of mind, exactly. And there's a finality that just travels with you through the whole entire movie, but there are those really good scenes all throughout, like when they, you know, they're sitting at the table at that family's farm, and it's just a really interesting, really good slice of life type of thing. But from the beginning, even though you're not like hinted at or anything that all these characters are going to die, you just know that's the tone of the movie, and that's where it's traveling through. And that it's so depressing because it is the best X-Men movie that they've ever done.
Yep.
And it's so hard to watch, you know, that, you know, that now, you know, specifically knowing that, you know, Wolverine's going to be dead and how Charles goes out and all this shit that happens. Which throughout sucked. And just tugs at your heartstrings throughout the whole entire movie. Yeah.
Boom, there it is.
Boom, there it is.
Boom.
Boom.
Cody.
Yes.
What's your number two?
Number two for me is Wonder Woman. As I said before, my top two are movies that I already knew a lot of about, but super surprised me on what, like, how they did it, how well it was done. Wonder Woman specifically, as Joe actually pointed out, does a really good job of showing you what the difference between Wonder Woman is, or Wonder Woman's where she comes from and her whole life to what she's going into. And what's cool about that is by the end of the movie, you understand why she doesn't go back. Because she easily could just go back and say, fuck all of this madness.
This is awful.
Like, I came out here, my heart was broken in multiple ways. This man I've come to love is gone forever. Which, like,
was very heart. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, it's, and you see that because it's not one of those things where, like, they don't really build up a romance. No. It's just you see the sparks burning on both sides, and you're like, oh, that's cool. They're going to, oh no, he's dead. And you're like, this is fucking terrible, because in her other world, she's felt nothing but love,
mm-hmm.
but now she's enduring actually
love too.
Yeah. And now she's actually experiencing
love
what it is to have that connection between another person, and you lose it in like one of the worst fucking ways possible, mm-hmm. where he gets killed. He's killed, and she's strong. She's intelligent, but she has no way of stopping any of it.
Mm-hmm. Helpless.
Yeah, like, just the literally one of the strongest people on the planet, and she is beyond helpless to save this person she's fallen in love with.
Yep.
It's fucking terrible. But the mustache still gets me, even though I don't know why he had the mustache in the flashback of him when he got injured in the big war. Like, he still had the mustache. I don't understand why.
It's a really enduring mustache.
It I don't know. It was a thing, but it was weird. Taj. Number two.
Wonder Woman. Moving on.
Nailed it.
My number two is The Last Jedi.
It's not Wonder Woman. Oh. Still Wonder Woman. Last Jedi. Why, Michael?
Yeah, all the reasons we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
It's been cool. Talked about. Now, I mean, just for people want to shit on the story of it, but I thought...
That's because they don't understand it.
It was kind of exactly what Luke needed to be. Like, the ideal of Luke is more important than Luke himself. And just the way that he went through the things that... And, like, people say it's so out of the... Like, Luke's supposed to be a hero.
He was.
It's like, he was. And yeah, he did all these great things. Just like Obi-Wan did a bunch of great things.
And then went into seclusion.
Went to fucking hiding.
It's not,
Yoda.
It's not even that. You know? It's, you see this great man, and one mistake breaks him.
Yeah.
And you realize that, oh, he's not as great as even he thought he was. He's just a normal guy who just has his... Yeah, it's just there. And it's... I mean... And we talked this in length on the actual when we talked about The Last Jedi, but when you see those three different points of view of him confronting Ben Solo in the cabin, you realize that the, you know, obviously perspective is always a hindsight thing, but you see, like, truly how confused and muddled up that whole situation was, because you tell someone that story, right, and it's the first view you have it, and you're like, oh shit, like, this is that's a terrible thing that happens. Yeah, like, I can't believe that happened. Then you get Kylo's point of view, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, like, Jesus Christ, you're a fucking monster. I
can't believe that he was gonna do that.
And then you get Luke's point of view, which obviously, like, when he finally tells you, he's essentially telling you exactly what he felt was going on and what he felt Ben was going through. Ben obviously has a different point of view because, like, he sees his mentor and his uncle about to murder him.
Yeah.
And it ends up not being that way, again, perspective is in hindsight. But then you, at the end, you get that confrontation between the two of them when they're good to fight, air quotes, spoiler alert. And you realize you push all those three things together and you get the truth, because we finally get the narrative of that story that they've been telling you three times through this, you're trying to beat into your head, like, this is what it is, and you finally go, oh shit, like, that's that is fucking terrible. Yeah. What happened to this guy? The galaxy's hero. Really. Yeah, like you had the galaxy's hero forming the next hero to come after him, and because of one mistake, you get the galaxy's most vile human being, or creature. I can't say a human being because we don't know if you're human. Exactly. And then you have the shell of this once great man who, yes, he made a mistake, and even Yoda says to him, you make a mistake that shouldn't define you. Like, you should learn from that. But that one mistake just shut him down.
Broke him beyond
broken. So it's like, you know, that's a fraction of that story that was told in that movie. And people are like, oh, I don't think, like, yes. And people are like, and unfortunately, Mark Hamill came out and was talking about, and he wasn't bad, like, talking bad about it. He was bringing up the point when he first read the story, he was like, oh shit, like, I don't like this. I would have wanted something different for Luke. Well, yes, all of us want this gleaming hero to be like the badass of all badasses
all the way through.
But we have to realize we're jumping so far in the future with these movies that there's so much more that went on. And he was that legend that everyone talked about before what happened, you know what I mean? So we didn't get to see, which sucks that we didn't get to see that, but obviously when you wait 30 years to make another set of movies, unless you go back, which they possibly could, Sebastian Stan, and make those other stories, you don't get to see what we all know Luke could be. We just end up getting to see the end. But the best part about it is you get to see the redemption of that broken man come back from that life-altering mistake and letting himself
go. And they even say it in the movie.
Yeah.
Yoda says it, that you learn from your successes, yes, but you learn more from your failures. Yeah. And that was a massive failure on his part.
And instead of learning from it,
he shut himself away.
And then shut himself off. But you know, this is going to be a lesson for Rey going forward, so she avoids those same mistakes in the future.
And it goes to the point where, like, both Yoda and Obi-Wan failed Luke on that half because they both have their failures, and they both let it shut them down. Not as much as Luke. They didn't just connect themselves in the Force. But, you know what I mean? Like, they did that. But somehow, because even he says it, like, you know, I'm still your master, and I've yet to teach you this lesson. Guess what, buddy? Yeah. You're about to fucking learn this lesson. Get ready. You're ready to fucking get your teacher pants on, because guess what?
Own it.
Yep, you're going to have to do this. Anyways, sorry. Again, took over.
No, good.
Normal.
Two.
Last Jedi.
Up top.
That's what I'm talking about. So it is essentially all of that. Yeah, twinsies there too.
Fuck you. I'm just kidding.
Twice you did it.
Come on, that's why we're old friends. Twice. No, we did it a few times.
Yeah, old friends. Four times.
Hey.
No, just adding more.
Fuck you. I caught that.
To that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the fact that Yoda says that maybe because of the, you know, they're not passing down their flaws, essentially. They're not passing down their failures and how to overcome those failures. Maybe the Jedi needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's funny to that point. It's like the same thing as, like, when he says that, what he's talking about is all the ridiculous rules and bylaws and all these things that the Jedi Order put on them.
When there's nothing like that in this world where you're explaining that what's the Force? Well, the Force is just the thing that connects everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, where'd all these rules and stuff come in?
Exactly. And that's the thing is, if you go back to Empire Strikes Back, that's what he's essentially teaching Luke. He's not teaching Luke the ways of the Jedi. He's teaching ways of the Force.
Exactly.
And like you don't like you go back
you
and
don't
look
pay
at it.
Attention to it.
Yeah. Even when I mean, obviously I've seen the original Star Wars trilogy way too many times to even calculate, but you go back and you think about it, like, oh shit, like that's true. He didn't be like, oh, so what you have to do is you have to be celibate and you have to like do all these different things. It's like no, like
here's these books. And and throughout The Last Jedi, Luke was like, you know, these are the most revered books, you know, of the Jedi, and these are the books of the Jedi, and it's...
And he's stuck in that.
And exactly. He's stuck in that specifically.
It's funny because you don't learn things about the Jedi Order or the ways of the Jedi until, you know, episodes 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Where, you know, no connection.
Because that was the height of it. Because they were there. They were the Force.
Right.
Not the Force. They were the police of the galaxy because that's what it was, that structure.
And then and then you timeline it properly, and it moves away from that pretty damn well, you know, just being one with the Force and not being one with the Jedi principles.
Exactly.
And, you know, you don't pay attention to it
a lot. And the best part about it, if you think about this, and I just thought of this right now, if you look at the two surviving people who were waist deep in the Jedi Order, Yoda and Obi-Wan, they both went against the Jedi Order then, you know, during the prequel trilogy, during the original trilogy, and of course now.
Mm.
But the thing is, again, they've even failed Luke another way, that way, because they didn't even break him of that. They gave him all this, and then because they didn't, he never got a proper teacher, he fell into that same thing. Oh, mm-hmm. I want to be like them. I have to be what they were, and he just assumes that idea is what it's supposed to be. And like,
I failed
even,
at,
you know,
at creating my own Jedi temple at you know, exactly what I was taught and what I know. So I'm going to go seek out the original Jedi because obviously that's where everything started, and we're going to rebuild this up again.
Yep.
You know, but I think at the end of it, it should be a realization that that Jedi is not a set of rules; it is a connection with the Force.
Yep. It's a way to live your life
in harmony with the Force.
Yep, harmony, because if you Luke is obviously one of the very many or very few Jedi who is in touch with both halves of the Force. He can manipulate. I mean, obviously, we don't know technically in canon how deep he goes into the dark side, but we know he does that because he does use the more offensive portions of it. He grabs people and things. He pushes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Still in canon, he does throw lightning through his one good arm because you can't throw lightning through metal, only through flesh and bone. But he has that ability to tap into both halves of it because he is that balance. But what he's even gone away from is the whole, you know, the mythology of this bringing the balance to the Force. Everyone's like, oh, it's Anakin. No, Anakin brought balance to the Force by having a son and a daughter, that were able to be part of it to help balance the Force. Obviously, they were failed because they weren't trained that way. Luke has that ability again to do that, and he realizes, like, you know, obviously too late, just like his father, that, you know, way too late. His father, father did it
on the way out,
like, way too late. Luke just unfortunately didn't get a chance to do it the way either. But you get that, and it's like, that's pretty cool, like how deep that goes. And again, that goes to the telling the stories. Like, people like pinpoint these weird things, like that has nothing to do with the story. Like, you're upset about no reason because you don't understand what's going on, because you're looking at only what you're seeing on the screen and not all of what that's telling you about the past. Mm-hmm. You have to take what they're telling you and push that and realize all these other things fell before. Like, it's just a bunch of dominoes. If I show you the last three dominoes fall, you're like, well, that's pretty cool. I didn't show you the 374 dominoes I had lined up before that that all went in a chain to do all these crazy things, where like one fell off a shelf and fell down and hit this one in perfectly timed to do all these things. It's all these events that happened beforehand, that this is the aftermath. This is the cookie crumbling. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you have to look into it. You can't just be like, oh, it's not the Luke I wanted.
It's not,
like,
a surface story.
It's like, this isn't the Luke you had. This is a different Luke. You have to understand that. He's a human. He's a creature that is going to change. And the problem is, you're stuck thinking you're going to see what happened. You don't get to see what happened. That's unfortunate for us. But
your last viewing of Luke is from The Return of the Jedi, where he, you know, comes in black into Jabba's palace, and you're like,
fucking wreck shop and
shit now.
Yeah.
You know, and he has the final confrontation with Vader. And you think from that point on, and obviously he becomes a legend within the Rebel Alliance and all the world, you know, as the most powerful Jedi, as one of the best, you know, heroes of all time. And it is that fall from grace that you don't see.
Yep.
But you do see it's over it a years bit.
Of time.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. In this years movie. And years of time. And I think they do it.
If you just go actual time, it's 30 fucking years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, there's 30, like, in this, in the Star Wars films, there's that 30-year gap of so much happened. What else happened? Leia and fucking Han Solo married, had a fucking kid, who is now almost in his 30s. Like, actually, I think he's in, technically, the timeline, he's in his 30s. So, I mean, that's a lot of shit that happened that we didn't get to see any of. We saw
the, like, recreation of a new empire, so to speak. There's so much stuff going on.
There's so much. And that's the thing, is like, that's what sucks about having so much with, like, in the books, like the novels and the comic books. It's all canon. It's all there. It's all there for you to take in and build that big, rich world. But the people are stuck on these movies. And they're like, well, this is not how I expect. Like, no, you didn't write it. You didn't. If they wanted your vision for Star Wars, they'd have been like, yo, hey, Mike, write me a Star Wars movie.
I'm like, okay.
Mike, like, all right, cool. Laser swords, laser guns, ships, death. All right, this motherfucker loses a hand.
Han comes back.
Han's never dead. Like, all right, you know, it's like,
Mace Windu. Fake
them, you know, like, I'm just going to bring him back. That's Mike's vision. Well, guess what? Unfortunately, they didn't go to Mike. Mm-hmm. They went to JJ and they went to Ryan.
This podcast would be much bigger.
Our lives would be slightly different than this.
Slightly, a lot.
Like, this room would be drastically different. Larger. And probably not located in Arizona.
Larger.
Pretty sure. Mainly because I don't think they'd let us stay here in Arizona.
Media hub.
Yep. But I'm just saying, it just makes me so mad when people don't understand that. And they just try, it just makes me, hate people so much.
Mm-hmm. All of that, you know, kind of makes me think, and I never really thought about it until this moment, but the books lived on.
Yeah.
And they're with Rey. Will she make the same mistakes or similar mistakes?
Well, the thing is, like,
she's going to make mistakes. That's the whole point of this.
But now, because
similar mistakes, though, because, you know, the point is to learn from mistakes and move forward.
And if it were up to me, I would say Luke comes back as a ghost to help train her, unlike both Obi-Wan and Yoda, who still have failed him. We don't know, again, we don't know how much they helped him in the meantime, but if he did truly learn from Yoda, he will come back and help her understand, because even Yoda said to Luke, she knows all that shit in those books already, because those books are how to live, not how to be a Jedi. It's how to live. She already knows how to be good. She knows what's good, what's evil. You just need to help her understand her place in the rest of it, because those books obviously never helped anybody.
They don't teach you that.
That's not what those books are for. And so that's the thing is, like, he needs to come back and help her understand that versus just like, all right, well, you know, have fun. Don't if get you got cut.
Some really deep seated questions. Just whisper them and I'll come back and whisper.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like he needs to, I think it'd be cool. Like he can't ride on her back like a backpack, but you know,
way too big.
Yeah, well, and a ghost. Cause, you know, like, this backpack is super light. This is creepy as hell. And why is his dick in the back of my head? How's he doing
legs
this?
Over the shoulder?
Yeah. It seems awkward. I could have just run. He's like, valid point.
You could have, but I wasn't going to let that happen.
I'm a space ghost.
Space ghost!
Coast to coast.
Hey! Then it leads into the Brack Show.
Leads into the Brack Show, exactly.
Number ones.
Number one. This should not be a surprise to anybody in this room. It.
Yeah.
Part one is my number one movie of the year. Yeah. It is the movie I saw the most this year.
How many times did you watch it?
Seven.
All right.
In theaters?
In theaters.
Damn, son.
Three more times since it's come out.
Obsessed.
It's so good.
You got problems, man.
You have problems.
I'm sorry. Right? For being the person that, like, hates clowns.
I don't hate which clowns. Is, yes, I just you like do. Clowns.
Are you kidding me?
I'm disappointed. How many times
did you come
clowns?
Over to my house as a kid?
A lot.
Oh, that's right. You have the clown room.
Not a my lot. Dad. Not a lot.
Like, clown collector.
I've been to the house. Never really came into the house very often.
Yeah.
A lot of time the backyards. Uh-huh. A lot of time being picked up or picking up. Not a whole lot of time spent in the house because someone's father is sadistic. If I see a clown, I don't like piss my pants. I just don't like them.
You just don't like them.
Not even
I'm saying is that for. You know, somebody who doesn't.
But the thing is, I like being scared.
Yes.
When
it's really good,
done well.
When it's done well, but also when the clown is not in the room with me. See, the difference is, I'm watching a movie.
He knows of.
I know for a fact that motherfucker is on the other side of that camera and not here. I do, because that's the real world, and I am not afraid of that shit. But I'll tell you this right now.
What about the road rules?
Fair enough. but I'll tell you right now, seeing it 11 times or whatever.
Seven and three,
10 times. The thing about it is I still get jump scares and I know that shit's coming up. You see a movie 10 times, you should be here it comes. Everything. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Like, the fuck, like, again, we've talked about this in a long time.
The best thing about
time.
Watching this movie more than once is it's one of those movies that you need to look into the background to see a lot of the stuff. And honestly, I've only seen it the first time. And so when I hear like people talking about the clown scene where he's in the attic or whatever it was, and they're like, "Oh, you could actually see Pennywise in the background," and I was like, "I fucking missed that totally. Like, I didn't see that. Like, yeah, I saw clowns.
You're like, what clowns?
And I'm pretty sure I saw the homage to the original Pennywise
to Tim Curry's,
but I did not see Alexander Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
I don't know why that.
Alexander
Skarsgård in the background at all.
Yeah,
you know, and you have also the pictures and stuff that when he's going through the book, you see just shit there. So I definitely need to see it again in order to sit there and just look at the background, not care about what's happening in the foreground. Just look at the background.
And the other thing, one of the other things I love about it is it is still one of my favorite Stephen King books that I've read. And I've read a lot of them. But the thing about this is I think it's not only the best adaptation of any book to movie I've ever seen, but the fact they didn't just do it shot for shot, like right out of the book. They changed things up. And some people are like, well, yeah, that's not how it happened. No, it is how it happened. It's just a different way of telling you how it happened. Like going down in the sewers. Yes, the entrance that they go to get into its lair isn't in the house on Niebolt Street. But there's a reason they go to the house on Niebolt Street because bad shit keeps happening there. They just don't end up going through the house on Niebolt Street to get into the sewers. So that's the thing. Like little things like that. The fact that they were smart enough and they were in forethought, as Joe says earlier, to look at this and say, you know what? So many people have read this book and so many people have seen the original miniseries. We're going to take what they love and just change it a little bit to it's a surprise to those people too. So they're not going, oh, here comes, you know, this and here comes that. It's still like, it's going to be fresh and different for the fans of the original and the book, but also just be that much more enjoyable for them, but to enjoy with other people who haven't read the books, like the three of you.
Yeah.
Who I'm going to arguably say all of us enjoyed that movie quite a bit, right?
Yes.
It's pretty good, you know.
That's solid.
But me having read the book doesn't make me, I didn't go, well, the thing is, you're missing this. I feel that they did a really good job trying to put 1,100 pages into, like, I mean, we'll split in half that book, so almost 600 pages, into a two-hour movie without losing the characters and losing the story, but giving you all what you need to know what's happening in it. And the fact that they give it to you as just the kids' half first, and then part two will be the adults, I think is a very, very smart way of doing it. Because if you watch the miniseries, you don't get the whole story till the second half of it, because the first half is just them reminiscing about all these things, but you're missing all that's happening in there. So I think they did a really good job with it. I think they did, like I said, the best adaptation I've ever seen of something that was so beloved and so nitpicky, could have been so nitpicky. You know what I mean? Like, they did a really good job. I think they did justice to the source material more so than the miniseries did, because the miniseries is just pulls right from the book.
Yeah.
A lot of it. And there's some stuff they didn't, by the way. They get a lot of stuff they just did random shit with. But they pulled so many scenes directly out of the book, and they did too. They just threw a different spin on it. And I think that's a really proper way of doing it, because if you just remake what people already have, then they're going to shit on you for not remembering this or not remembering that. But if you give them something that's the same feel and everything, you know, I want a peanut butter cookie shaped, you know, round, but you give me a peanut butter cookie shaped like a dinosaur, I'm still going to enjoy the peanut butter cookie. You know what I mean? The difference is I'm going to go rawr, rawr, and eat it.
It's true. He would.
Yeah. That's my number one. So, Taj, what's your number one?
Dark Tower. I'm kidding. It's The Last Jedi.
Okay. I was like, Dark Tower is good, but I don't know if I'd put in my top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, number one.
Or my number one. Like, Last let alone Last Jedi. Okay. Would you like to speak about? I'm just kidding. If you want to, you can.
I think we've done it.
Another 40 minutes. Here we go. As Cody talks.
Michael.
Yes.
What is your number one movie for 2017?
Get Out.
Get Out.
Wow.
Get Out. It's my house. I'm not getting out. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, seriously. What?
What's your movie?
Number one. The exact opposite of mine.
Not twinsies. Well,
not
twinsies. Like bizarros.
Yeah, I,
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Technically, Bizarro was a mirror image, so they were the same height.
Oh, that's true.
He did walk with a hunch a lot of times, but he was the same height, so that would be an incorrect one. Go ahead.
Yeah, Get Out.
Opposite world, though.
When I saw it the first time, I enjoyed it. And then when I saw it more times after that...
How many more times after that?
I think I've seen a total of four times.
Okay.
Wow.
It's one more than me.
I saw it twice in theaters.
It's a movie that I can watch once. I have a hard time watching again because...
What I love about it is the little Easter egg / metaphors, and they're telling you
it's foreshadowing.
Yeah. Like, but it's so well done. It's not beating you over the head, but it's subtle and it's there.
It's foreshadowing as it's supposed to be done.
To the best way that you could possibly do it. And
in today's day and age, for sure.
Yeah. Right. And it was just with Jordan Peele, you could tell he's a fan. You know, first and foremost, and then this just immensely talented writer
and director,
and all the actors in it. A lot of people, which I didn't know at all, or most of the people I never knew.
Yeah,
going into it, and they all just fucking killed it. Like, they all just did fantastic the whole way through. And the reason it hits number one is one, because of the way it foreshadowed everything and all the metaphors and, like I said, little Easter eggs and stuff, just so well done. It's so cleverly written, and it gets more than being scary. It just fucks with your head. You're like, it's Jesus really suspense Christ. Filled.
You're really
leaning in. And it was completely surprising too, because, you know, hearing about it, you're like, oh, Jordan Peele made this movie. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's not a comedy. I'm like, oh, weird. But still, I'm going to watch that. No, it's a, like a scary movie slash suspense. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still gonna watch this. And then when people started watching it, they're like, oh, it's fucking great. And I was like, calm down. It can't be like that amazing. Because all the reviews were like unanimously fantastic for the most part.
And, on both sides.
Yeah. And I was like, when that happens, when both sides are hyping a movie up, I get real anxious. I'm like, I don't know, man. It can't be that good. It was fantastic. It was surprising. Even with everyone telling me how great it was going in, I was still blown away with how good it actually was. So, yeah, number one movie of the year.
Nice.
Joseph.
Yes?
I know it's not Get Out.
It is not.
As we said before, what is your number one movie for 2017?
Valerian.
Thor is not it.
I knew it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Dunkirk.
No, it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, right? Come on, dude. Really?
Volume 2.
It wasn't that tough to figure
as
out.
I know, right? As I said, you know, the top three movies of mine here hit more feels. Of the feels of everything. Cody expressed the Jedi one probably, you know, really well. Guardians had more of the opposite of Logan, where you go in and it's just... It's more of the same from the first movie that I loved, and it's just happy and it's fun, and it has the little bit of the bad feels towards the end where, you know, Ego is actually a bad guy and
spoiler alert,
and Star Lord, you know, has to, you know, finally realizes that. But yeah, that's my number one.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Number one.
All good movies.
All good movies.
All good movies.
Hey, Cody.
What's up?
All good movies.
All good movies. Anything else you guys want to tack on to this?
Nah.
Hopefully this year will be pretty good.
Shape of Water was really
good. Sorry, Thor. Sorry, It. Sorry. All these other great movies that I'm going to
tell you. I mean, we made my list.
Anticipate a number one for this coming for 2018.
No, fuck you. I cannot.
Come on, you can do it.
Nope.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker.
No. There's too many movies coming out this year.
There's a lot. My smart money right now is on Black Panther.
Infinity?
Yeah. For best movie? Yeah, for sure. Infinity War is going to be a spectacle.
Yeah, it's going to be a goddamn spectacle. I don't want a whole lot of movie bullshit in it. I just want crazy shit
fucking the ass whooping nonstop.
Well, you heard about speaking of Black Panther, you heard what the original cut was, right? They just literally, so they just sat down, they're editing it right now, 4.5 hours long.
They better release that at some point.
God, yes. Let that be a Lord of the Rings fucking extended version.
4.5 hours. I'm like, all of that. The fuck happens in this movie?
I will take all of that.
Like, how much happens in this movie to have 4.5 hours of this?
Really a lot. You need
like, I don't want to say a single character's movie, but it is a single character's movie. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people in this movie, you know? Like, Civil War, I could see that being a 4-hour cut movie because there's so much. This is one fucking dude. Like, you know where this is like an origin story in a way. I mean, we kind of already know who he is, but like, 4 hours, I was like, all right, I'm down.
It's not really an origin story because it happens after.
That's what I'm saying. We know who.
Yeah,
we know. He's Black Panther. We like, you know, surprised. Here it is. It's just we get to learn more about him. But it's like 4 hours. Like, holy shit.
That sounds great.
Like, I would watch that.
I certainly would.
At least once.
Don't cut it.
Give
it to me raw.
One of the longest movies I ever sat through in my life in a theater was Dance with Wolves. And because of it, I'll never watch it again.
Waterworld?
No, Waterworld was fantastic.
Waterworld wasn't that long at all.
Fucking.
I thought Waterworld was longer than Dance with Wolves.
Dance with Wolves was like 19 and a half hours long. Like, you could watch all of Lord of the Rings extended trilogy before you finished Dance with Wolves. Fucking movie is mind melting.
3 hours and 56 minutes long.
For 4 hours, dude.
For Dance with Wolves?
Dance with Wolves was the first movie. Yeah, Dance with Wolves is the first movie I ever went to where they made you take a
you guys need to get out of
like, they're like, yo, so the 2 hour mark, you guys get an intermission. You're like, fuck is an intermission?
Yeah, what is this, a play?
They're like, well, see, the thing is, there's
is
another
gonna
2 hours
and start doing this live. What?
And because this isn't digital age, we have to reset our projectors because they're not made to go for 4 hours on one thing. So skedaddle for a bit, go get some snacks, stretch your leggies, and come back for another 2 hours of movie where nothing fucking happens except for dancing with wolves in a field.
So disturbing.
Well, I would watch.
Waterworld was exactly an hour shorter.
Told you.
That's so crazy.
Waterworld. I love Waterworld. I love The Postman because they're fucked up movies. They're very bizarre.
Tom Petty's in The Postman.
That's true. As himself, no less. Yeah,
that's a weird one.
Yep.
Apparently.
Turns out you didn't make it that long.
Wow. The movies lied to us? Movies are nothing but lies. I've built my life on lies.
So, should we point out that all three of those long fucking movies all are starred by the same person?
Well, it's because that was his idea. Just, like he's like, no, I want to make these. I want to make these long-ass movies. You're like, dude, you got to have story to back up those time. You can't just have 15 minutes of drifting on a fucking boat on water. I get it. Waterworld is a lot of water on the world, but can you fucking do something? Christ.
The 1996 Hamlet was 4 hours and 20 minutes.
The 1996 Hamlet?
Yeah.
Is that the one with, no.
That's the Kenneth Branagh, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Is it the Kenneth Branagh one? Yeah. Is it really that long? I don't think I saw it in theaters.
That's the longest, like, wide theatrical release movie.
I never saw it in theaters, so.
There's other movies, apparently, that are, like, 20 hours long. I'm like, well, sure. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
No. You can't go to the movies and watch it in one day. It doesn't count.
20 hours, you can do that in one day.
Yeah, they're going to
be tired as fuck.
They're going to kick you out, send you on a lunch break, and then 2:15s.
Like, yeah. Like, you go in at 10 a.m., and you leave literally, like, what, 6 a.m. the next day, right?
That's 24
hours?
Long.
24 hours. Well, 24
hours. Yeah, 24 hours. So 20 hours long would be 6 a.m. 6
a.m. the next morning.
Yeah, man, that'd be fucking ridiculous.
That would be so gross.
Like, overnight, like,
all right, we got to get going.
Yeah, oh, we do have to get going. Anyways, that's it for this week. Remember, because you're watching this after the fact, we do it. We went live on Facebook today to eat
Super Hot Special Wings. Watch us kill ourselves in a little bit.
Yes, so watch go back it in time.
On the YouTubes and on the Facebook. Not live, because it's already happened. But anyways, thank you for listening to 200 episodes of this ridiculousness. And we will see you next week because we are Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, and we were joined by
Tons.
There you go, kids. 200 episodes.
200 episodes. In the
fucking bank.
200 episodes.
Excitement all around. Anyways,
all of our Spanish followers.
As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Dun, 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 dun.